In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Classified, starring Wyatt Russell, created by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg.
Oh, hi. You snuck up on me there. Didn't see ya. I was just about to check my horoscope for the month. You know, with Mercury in retrograde for the next... Ooh, boy, looks like a few weeks. Well, I think we can all expect to be balls deep inside a sadistic loony bin, right? Right. Yeah. Looks like it says here a full moon will create some unexpected events, like torture, mayhem, being kidnapped against your will. Oh, God, I love astrology, don't you? Yep, there's going to be a shakeup in your social circle. Don't worry. You will soon make new lifelong friends. I'm not in the market for any lifelong friends, but okay, let's move forward. Let's get to the good stuff. This month's all about breaking through what holds you in outdated patterns. And yeah, I know that. Skip ahead. We got to work through childhood trauma. That's boring. To save your soul. An extreme warning. Got it. Yeah. Okay, wait. Here it is. Got it. Okay. The movement of planets will cause a massive energy flux that will bring you a chance at a romantic do-over. An old flame will come back into your life. And speaking of romance and old flames, I'm about to be reunited with Odessa. So don't be shy. This way. Come along. Come on.
Take a seat, Ivan.
Are these restraints really necessary? I mean, come on.
Yep. We'll be watching. Behave yourself. Patient secure.
Ivan, baby. I've missed you. I missed you so much.
Who the hell are you?
It's me.
Okay. All right. What is this? Who are you?
Ivan. So, Dessa.
Okay, I don't know who you are. I'm sure you're a very nice person and a very good actress, but you're not Odessa.
I knew something was wrong. I didn't think it was this bad.
Okay, so here's the thing. There's a woman sitting across from me. She's saying she's Odessa, but she is not Odessa. Classic, not sure if this is your girlfriend situation. We've all been there. You know what I mean? This has got to be some kind of a Dr. Bell tactic. Don't worry. I got this. Watch and learn.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry. You just look different. It must be all the meds they got me taking. I just get all screwy in the head. Like, I can't even remember your favorite song right now.
My favorite song.
Boom. Got her.
I'm just having a hard time remembering.
Yeah, she's sweating bullets. She's obviously some kind of freakishly, unbelievably good imposter, but...
Purple Rain. Prince.
Oh, what? Okay, maybe they knew that somehow. That's easy. She must have been briefed. All right, slight speed bump.
Ivan, oh, I feel so helpless right now. But I promise you, we're going to get through this together. We're a team.
Team my ass. All right, plan B. I call this little number the shake and bake. Watch the master work.
I just want to get out of here.
Well, I want that for you, too.
So we can go back to the little apartment in Amsterdam and just be together.
What apartment? When were we in Amsterdam? Ivan, what are you talking about?
Okay, so that didn't work either. This is a chin scratcher. This is a chin scratcher, folks. Here we go. Okay.
Are they treating you okay? Dr. Bell seems nice. I've only spoken to her a few times, but she said you were doing well. I know this is hard, but we've been through worse.
Really? Worse than this?
Hiding out for 3 years, skipping town every 2 weeks? Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay, I'm about to rewrite the book on psych warfare. Watch me use the classic okie-dokie artichoke on this fraud, all right?
You know what? Right now, I'd do absolutely anything for my greatest weakness. Pineapple.
Your greatest weakness is Helen Mirren. Oh, and a close second would be mango.
Okay. Wow, this is some shit right here. Did it get hot? Anybody else hot? Anyone's chest a little tight?
I miss you. I miss us.
There's no way this is Odessa, okay? There's no way. Unless I'm losing it for real. And am I losing it? Stupid question. You can't ask yourself that, Ivan. This is them. They're in my head. That's all this is. They're in my head.
Ivan? You okay?
And I'm having a slight meltdown inside.
I'm fine. I'm just a little fuzzy. It's just getting...
Hey! Can we get some help in here?
It just feels... I'm fine. I'm just a little dizzy.
It's okay. You know, this is a lot. Maybe I shouldn't have come.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Are you okay? Ivan, hey, look at me. Look at me right here. Look at the light. Look at the light. Follow the light. You're a bit clammy. His meds weren't adjusted, were they?
Not unless you authorized it.
Maybe I just gotta lay down right now. Ivan's gotta lay down.
Yes, okay. Yep. Let's get you back to your room. Benny, can you...
Yep. I'll take care of him.
I called you. You remember? I called you earlier. You picked up. So how did you get here from Oslo so fast?
I took the train.
The choo-choo.
All right, Miss Odessa. We're gonna get Ivan back to his room so he can rest.
I'm gonna see you soon, okay?
So the last thing I see as they drag my ass away is Dr. Bell and Odessa talking like they know each other, and then everything goes blurry on me.
There you go. Lay down. That's it. Want me to get you something to munch on?
Get me out of here.
Okay, well, I'll come back in a while and check in on you. Try to close your eyes and get some rest.
I don't wanna.
It'll do you good.
I don't wanna close my eyes. Lark, are you there? Lark, oh God, Lark, it's Ivan, the guy whose head you've been living in. If you're in there, please, come on, man.
Thought you wanted me gone.
Oh, thank God you're still here. All right.
I believe the exact words were, we're not friends, we're not partners, we're
no,
not
No,
we're
no,
not
no, no, I didn't
we're
mean
nothing.
Any of that. I didn't mean any of that. It was an overreaction. I was in a bad place, you know.
That seems to be your default setting.
I need your ear for 1 second, okay? Odessa showed up, but here's the thing. It wasn't her. Or I don't think it was her. In case you can't tell right now, I'm having a pretty hard time with what's real and what's not. And it's freaking me out. Okay, that's the truth. That's where I'm at.
They're manipulating you. Odessa is your only anchor to the outside world. She's your center of gravity. They know if you lose that, you lose everything. And then they can start chipping away at you. Dr. Bell and the people she works for are not messing around. You might not be able to escape yourself, but you can escape this place if you commit yourself.
Commit myself? Can we use a different choice of words, please? Thank you. Hold on. Before we go any further, I want to know, what is in this for you?
I also want out of here.
What do you mean, you also? Can't you just hop on the Hogwarts Express to some other imaginary land
and
just leave?
I'm tethered to you. I go where you go.
Okay, so what you're saying is that if I get out, you get out.
Exactly.
And you are certain, and I mean 100% certain, that we can pull this off.
Nothing is certain. It's never been done before, but I believe we can.
Okay.
I'm going to need your trust going forward, all of it. or else we don't have a chance. The organization we're up against is more powerful, more secretive, and more dangerous than you can possibly imagine.
Yeah, I know that.
Are you finally ready to do what's necessary to get out? Because Odessa, the real Odessa, is out there. She's waiting for you.
How do I know that for sure? Huh? How do I know that? She knew so many personal things. Things I have never, ever told anyone else.
Well, they got that information somehow, right? Pulled it off a phone, a security camera, had people watching you. They probably been onto you for months or weeks before they grabbed you.
Yeah, I got it. Well, this might be the first time in history someone's delusions actually helping them out.
So what'll it be?
Oslo. Wait a second. Hold on. If there was ever a time that we were separated, Odessa and I were supposed to meet in Oslo. But I made a mistake. We changed the location to Kyoto last month. But she still answered me. So that means it wasn't her. It couldn't be.
So, there's your answer.
Okay. I want in. Well, I want out of this place, but I want in on whatever this is.
Then we're a team?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it.
We're a team. We're a team. It's good. We're good. We got it.
I couldn't hear that.
Yes, I got it. Yes, okay. We're a team. Are you happy? We are a team.
We trust each other moving forward.
It's a deal. I got it.
Well, Ivan, welcome to the Get the Hell Out of Here Club.
Awesome. That sounds like such a cool club. So what do we do now?
We get the hell out of here.
Good. Okay, right. That makes sense.
Here's what I know. Getting out above ground is a death sentence. The only way to make it happen is to use the tunnels beneath this facility.
So there's tunnels?
Beneath this place is a web of connected passageways that crisscross for miles. They lead to other stations. It's how they move patients.
Wait. There's other stations besides this one?
Each one serves a different purpose. This place they call Atlas. Here they break down the mind. At the other stations, they shape and rebuild it. There's even a place they bring the ones they can't fix.
Wait. How the hell do you know all of this?
It's complicated. For another time, okay?
Stop. Right there, okay? Thought we were supposed to trust each other.
We are. And you need to trust me that now's not the right time.
When's the right time then, okay? My imaginary friend is keeping secrets from me. This is awesome. It's a great way to build trust. You still haven't even said what the plan is yet.
I am getting there. Hold on. So like I was saying, these tunnels can be used to travel to the other stations. That's our ticket out of here.
So to be clear, everybody, plan is too strong a word for what he has in mind. This is more of just like a notion or a gist or like a hunch. So we go down to get back up?
Correct.
Okay, I hate to bring down the mood here at Lark, but getting down there isn't exactly a walk in the park. It's like impossible.
That's where you come in.
That's where I come in. How?
We need a map. We need to get down there so I can chart our path out.
Cool. So what's that got to do with me? How do I fit in?
Ever read Dante's Inferno?
I'm more of like a Twilight guy, you know?
Wow. Anyway, midway on the journey of life, Dante finds himself lost in a dark wood. He meets his tour guide, Virgil, and they descend down into the various levels of
hell. I understand. I know the story, okay? So just get to your point.
Well, in our current situation, you're going to be our Dante, and I'm going to be your Virgil.
So what you're saying is we're going to hell?
In a manner of speaking, yes. I need access to the tunnels below ground, and you're going to get me there.
I just told you, Lark, there's no way down there, okay? There's no way down, not unless I get in trouble, or, like... Oh. Okay. Yeah, I got where you're going with this. I see. Okay. The answer is absolutely no. Like, the shit they did to me down there last time was... I honestly, I don't even want to get into it. I can't think about it. This is not going to happen. Not now. It's not going to happen ever. So just... No, don't look at me like that. The sad, cute, droopy eyes, all of us. Stop it. Don't do that to me. I don't... Stop. I'm not getting myself in trouble again.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Are anal fissures causing discomfort and keeping you distant from your loved ones? Try FlaxRO PlavaFlow and give your anus the life it deserves.
Oh, this is so stupid. I can't believe I'm actually getting myself into trouble again. You know what, Lark? This better work.
It will. What are you waiting for?
My mission, my target.
Yeah, okay, do your thing. Here, I'm here if you need me, okay?
All right, I got it. That guy. Him.
The guy playing Battleship?
Yeah, the guy playing Battleship, so
well,
what?
It just seems like he's enjoying himself is all.
Okay, so what do you want me to do, pick someone who's not enjoying themselves?
You could pick someone who isn't in the middle of a game is all I'm saying.
He's playing against himself. Okay, who plays Battleship against themselves? It's the worst game.
What about her?
You mean the insane-looking Willy Wonka chick?
Okay, how about her?
No, that's Penny. Penny, she's cool. She hooked me up with a token. No.
Him.
Stringer?
Mm-hmm.
No way. What do you see the size of that guy? He's going to crush my head like a grape. No. What, are you trying to get me killed?
That would not help our plan.
No, it wouldn't. Okay, so I choose Battleship guy.
It's your show. Do your thing.
For the record, still a bad idea, okay?
All right, noted.
Hey! Ah, Battleship, huh? Sweet game. Are you winning or... you winning.
Leave me the hell alone.
You want to know a secret? The way you win is you need to consider the different ways the ships can fit across the board. Here, just why don't you move over? Let me show
hands
you a second.
Hands off my game.
No, hold on. Look, if I could just, look, I could, oh, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
My entire fleet.
You.
Hey, knock it off. That's enough, both of you.
What the heck's going on up here?
He's mad because I sunk his battleship.
You cheated, you son of a bitch! Ah! Ah!
I've had it.
Oh my
D-level.
God.
Both of
them. I sunk his battleship.
Cheater.
A liar. Can't you see it's a cover-up?
Hey. Sorry, man. It's not personal. I swear to God.
I'm gonna kill you.
That sounds personal.
Both of you, shut up or you get zapped again. Get them both inside. Down we go.
Wait. I can't go without my roommate. Just hold on.
I'm right here.
Oh, never mind. We're good. Carry on.
That was hard to watch. But nice work. You okay?
Doing great. Okay. All right, Virgil. So I got us into hell. Now do your thing.
I'm on it. Good luck.
So this place is new, it's very clean, it's white walls, white floor. Bet you could shoot a really cool Apple commercial here.
Strap him down.
Is this a sex thing?
Why would this be a sex thing?
Feels kinky. He's got a kinky energy, you know what I mean? If you're interested, I've got, actually, some electrified nipple clamps and a pair of assless leather chaps back in my room. I could bring them over.
Trust me, this ain't gonna be close to kinky, bud. You ever heard of the Aztec death whistle?
Is it a chili pepper? Because I can't do spicy. It's just my stomach. It's bad for my stomach.
The Aztecs would sound the death whistle to inflict intense psychological discomfort.
Okay. Well, if you could pass this along, my neck is a little sore. And if you could tell whoever's going to be massaging me, I like very firm pressure.
After a few hours in here, your brain and body functions will start to slide. Your train of thought will slow to a crawl, and your will to live will break.
Sounds like that Nickelback concert I went to.
Enjoy, buddy.
God, this is almost as bad as Nickelback. Almost.
His eyes are rolling back again. Maybe we should tell Doc.
Nah, just leave him.
But look at him,
I said leave him. He'll be fine. It's the only way these guys learn anything anyway. Maybe next time you'll think twice before opening your big mouth, buddy boy.
Ivan? Ivan.
Dude.
Hey.
Did we get the map?
It's okay. Don't try to talk. Jesus, what did they do to you?
Did we get map?
I was able to explore the tunnels, but I hit a dead end. The truth is, I need more time. I need to go back.
You can't lurk. You gotta be kidding
me. We're gonna get it next time. Don't worry.
What do you mean next time?
I had to ask, didn't I? Time to get myself in trouble again.
You took my meds.
Well, now they're mine. So, they're mine now.
We call this the light room.
I love fireworks.
Enjoy.
Food fight!
We call this the bath.
Sounds nice.
It does, doesn't it?
Ha, 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 worst bath ever. Yum. Yum.
Ivan, did you eat that box of crayons?
I don't know.
Open your mouth. Aw, oh, damn it.
Lark, are you done with the map yet? Huh?
I'm really, really close.
Because I don't know how much more I can take, because my entire body hurts from being tortured.
I know. We're this close.
I just don't want to fight. I don't want to eat any more crayons.
Then
how are
you going to get the guards to bring you to the lower levels,
You ever seen Magic Mike?
Can't say that I have.
Well, then you are in for a very special treat. Hey, Eli! Feeling any better since your little episode in group the other day?
Consumers,
huh? What?
Think about it. That's what we are. All of us. Consumers. Outside there, in the quotes real world, people are consuming their prepackaged, over-hormone, paraben-filled, venti mocha cancer chinos, breathing road fumes and fresh methane haze into their overweight, overly polluted bodies. For one reason. You know why? To make themselves sick. Because that's where the money is. That's right. I said it. We're all consumers of the BIG healthcare machine, whether we think we are or not. The trains are rolling. Drugs, pills, neurological hysterectomies.
Okay, good, perfect. You seem back to total normal. I was just going to ask for a favor. Here's a bread roll as payment.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What do you need?
Okay, I need you to go over to the TV and put something with music on.
I like where your head's at. Block out the signals with more signals. Nice thinking. I'm all over it.
And I want you to hit me with something sexy.
So, what's your plan again? You lost me at Magic Mike.
It's Magic Mike, and I'm about to show you. So just sit back and relax, okay?
Ivan, hey, get off the table.
Eli, hit it. God damn it, Eli, this isn't sexy. This is, I'm good to go with it. Going with it. All right.
What the hell? Your plan is stripping?
And take out, yeah. Shut up. Just work. You're messing with my flow. Help me out here.
Ivan,
here we go.
Pants on. Stop jiving. Stop flying your hips at me.
This is so embarrassing.
Thanks for the support there, Lark.
You should have just picked a fight. Actually,
yeah.
I think these fellas are about to pick one with you.
All right, Ivan. Stop dancing and get down off the table.
Calhoun, all right. You're in on the fun. You got any cash to rain on me?
Ow! Okay, drop him. Ivan, I don't know what the hell's gotten into you lately,
but you're about to be on my shit list, and I promise you, that ain't nowhere you wanna be. Take him downstairs. I'll speak with Dr. Bell.
Ivan. Hey.
What?
You with me?
Yeah. I can't blink.
Your eyes are being held open by a lid lock. Just like going to the eye doctor.
What's happening to me?
I hate having to bring patients into this room, but it happens more than I'd like. Here, these drops will moisten your eyes.
All right, breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. It's going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. Okay, why is she putting on surgical gloves?
Your behavior lately has forced my hand. You were doing so well. What happened, Ivan? I thought we were making a real progress, the two of us.
We were. We are.
I like you. I do. And helping you achieve balance is my utmost concern.
Okay, so what's with the gloves?
It's to protect you from infection.
Infection? Okay, look, can we just talk about it for a second?
Go ahead.
I don't need to be down here. I really don't. I mean, I'll do group therapy or one-on-ones with you. I mean, I feel like that's the best way, as you said, to achieve balance.
I think that's a great idea. Unfortunately, you acting out tells the other patients that it's okay for them to act out, and it causes a whole heap of problems for us.
Okay, this chick is scary, people. You gotta get me the hell out of here.
I'd like for us to be friends, partners in your rehabilitation.
Ooh, that sounds great. My eyes are dry again.
Here, hold on. Is that better?
Yeah. This can't be good.
I'm going to perform a little procedure.
And by procedure, you mean...
Do you know what this is?
Oh, God.
It's an orbitoclast.
God damn it, Lark, help me.
It's a surgical instrument.
No, it's not. It's a goddamn ice pick, lady.
So revolutionary for its time that Portuguese neurologist Antonio Igosmoni is regarded as one of the founders of modern psychosurgery, won the Nobel Prize for the discovery of its therapeutic value. We use this here to treat patients when all of the treatments have failed.
Look, I made a mistake, okay? I made several mistakes, but it doesn't matter. I'm sorry. What matters is that I'm sorry, and I'm good now, and I got it all out of my system.
So here's how this works. I will carefully place the instrument behind the eye socket and very slowly break through the thin layer of bone by applying a hammer to the end of the pick. It's a delicate process, and I'm very good, so you have nothing to worry about.
You know, I'd just rather not do this today. Or ever, please.
Oh, it looks like your eyes are dry again. Hold on. There, that's much better. Where was I? I can't remember. Let's begin.
Dr. Bell, please, please, please just wait.
You're going to hear me hammering, but you won't feel much. I've numbed you quite well. I'm placing the instrument at the base of your eye socket now. Oh, sorry. Sorry if it's a little cold.
Lark, where are you? The psycho's about to cut up my brain.
And here we go.
Lark, where the hell are you? Odessa, whatever happens, I hope I can keep you in my memories because they can take everything away, but not you. And I love you.
Ivan, it's over.
Am I still me? I can't. What did you do?
Nothing. This was just a warning. Your one and only warning. Next time it will be real. I'm trying to help you, Ivan. I hope we can both grow from this.
Yeah, you know what? You can grow my middle fingers straight up your ass.
Do we understand each other?
Yeah.
Very good. I hope this is the last time we're ever in this room together.
Thank you. In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
Dr. Bell said we aren't gonna have no more trouble with you. I hope she's right. Believe it or not, this place, we're trying to do some good here. Anyways, get some rest.
So, how'd it go?
It went great. Really great. Except, you know what? For the part where I was almost lobotomized. What, that's funny?
You were not almost lobotomized.
Oh, yeah, you weren't there. I was, okay? Dr. Bell put a goddamn ice pick to my eye.
They wouldn't do that to you. Your brain is worth a lot to them.
Well, it's worth a lot more to me, okay? I'm done.
Good, because we've got it.
You got what? What do you mean, you got it? Got what?
The map. Let me show you.
Wait.
Over here.
What? Holy shit. Wow. Wow, you did all this?
No. We did.
This is really good. You could totally be like a street artist or something. I mean, like an imaginary Banksy or... I don't know. That's good. So homeboy here turned the entire wall into a map of the tunnels beneath Ravenholm, and it is legit. Look at all these passageways. It's like the New York subway system or something.
This place is more complex and more mysterious than I initially thought.
Well, but the guards are going to see this.
No, just you and me.
Oh, yeah, right, because the whole imaginary person thing.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Nice. Well, I have to say, this is all feeling very Shawshank, and I am into it. So, when are we doing this? When do we get out? Tonight? Tomorrow? When?
Here's the thing.
What? What now?
I know how to get us out. Through this tunnel right here. We followed all the way under this area, Gypsy Station.
All right, awesome. Let's do this. Let's roll.
Well, there's a little problem.
And how little is the problem?
Right here, at this T-section... We'll run into 4 armed guards.
It's fine. 4. I can take 4 guards. Don't worry.
4 armed guards on each side of a solid steel door, which has a numeric password that changes every morning. Only upper-level staff like Dr. Bell get to code each day. And over here, about 300 yards away, is a guard station stocked with weapons and highly trained military personnel who know how to use them. Real killers. Oh, and last but not least, there's cameras. Lots of cameras all throughout the passageway. And all this is assuming we can even get access to the elevator, which requires a key card.
I'm sorry, did I miss something? Because I thought you said we could get out of here. This is impossible.
For the 2 of us, which is why we're going to need a team.
What do you mean, team? And cut. You know we can't answer that until the next episode, but we don't want to leave you hanging, so... Here to play us out are Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards nominee and Canadian music gods, Pickleback. Nickelback's cover band. We couldn't get Nickelback. They were too expensive, but with that, this is their latest hit song, the next episode.
Next time, you'll find out some cool things.
Sorry. Okay, sorry. I couldn't do that to y'all. So, anyways, I gotta deal with this body. I'll figure it out. Man, it's gonna be a long weekend. Where do I put this guy? Anyway, the important thing is we're all okay, and we're gonna see you next time.
Next time, you'll find out some cool things. Next time, you'll find out some
Classified stars Wyatt Russell as Ivan, Brent Jennings as Lark, Don Norwood as Calhoun, Holland Roden as Odessa, Monica Potter as Dr. Bell, Kyle Kinane as Jimbo, Eugene Lee Yang as Kappa, Oliver Cooper as Eli. Additional performances by Amanda Phillipson, James Wellington, Catherine Cavari, Renee Dorian, Daniel Lujan. Created, written, and directed by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg. Executive produced by Wyatt Russell, Spencer Cohen, Anna Hallberg, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yi Ling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor Brian Kessley. Assistant music editor David Tedeschor. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatriz Neronia. Edited by Lauren Cabanas. Additional editing by Sarah Ma. Sound design by Christoph Classe. Sound effects editor Andrew Pomeroy. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixing by Sarah Ma. Casting director Andrea Bunker. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Nicole Jolly. Production coordinators Brandon Weisner, Bailey Grayson, Mike Brown, Connor Gianlorenzo Leach, and Anna Basha Yokum. Production assistants Nathan Yan, Alexandra Batishi, Alexa Goldstein, and Connor Gianlorenzo Leach. Post coordinators Rachel Yanover and Marlena Ma. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Kiel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Danny Wedding, and Ashton Harold. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Classified is a Q-Code production.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct, murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff, and it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.